Yo, yo, welcome back to the boat, season two, episode eight. If you had the recording before this, you would have known this was take three, trying to get it right. It's been a couple of weeks. So we left you without a dope pod to step to, but we're back. I'm your host, Michael Smith, coming from Austin, Texas.
Man, I am so grateful to be back and talking about the NBA and basketball with my homies. It's Marcus.
All right, man. And it's Darius from the Midwest. Pull up in that town, but bear down. Just because, I know we're a basketball pod, but we're going to talk about some other stuff that matter too. Them
Yes, sir.
Chicago Bears, 10 and 4, spanking everybody. Sorry, Mike, for your Cowboys. But, we won't talk about funerals. We'll talk about celebrations today.
It's a rough NFL season between the Cowboys and the Chiefs. Both down bad. Patrick Mahomes out the year. But we
Do you
digress.
feel
I
for
can.
Michael Parsons, or are you like he the enemy now?
I mean, I don't hate on any player, really. I mean, you would probably argue that I do hate on Scotty Barnes and a few others, but I mean, I don't ever want to see anybody get injured. So I think it was a dumb trade, but I think the contract that he got, I wouldn't have paid him that either. So
What? Isn't he the
I
best at
can't.
his position in the league?
No, Miles
No,
Garrett.
Miles
Miles Garrett's
Garrett.
about to break the sack
Oh, he
record
about to
to
break the
tie Dan
sack
Quinn.
record.
Yeah,
He
so what
literally
he.
at 21 and a half. He couldn't even he couldn't touch Caleb no more that game.
So is he top two, top three then in his
I'll probably say
position?
like top.
Top three, four.
Yeah, I'll
Okay.
definitely say
I
top.
say
I'll
Miles
probably
Garrett,
say
TJ Watt, him
Max.
probably third. Yeah.
I'll probably say Max
Will
Crosby.
Anderson, with the Texans. So
Okay.
he's top three, four, five, depending on who you ask. But Miles
Yeah.
Garrett is number one. Like there's no
Yeah,
question.
definitely. Miles Garrett's hand down number one.
He's Jokic of the game when it comes to DNs. So
Yeah,
there's really no
Browns are
debate.
not the Nuggets, that's for sure.
No, I mean, yeah, football is such a team sport that you can have the best player in any position other than quarterback, and it doesn't guarantee you anything.
Exactly.
Justin Jefferson is in the is in hell right now. He might be
Right.
the best receiver in the league.
And JJ is having a hard time getting it to him.
And they beat the sorry Cowboys, but like I said, we're gonna go ahead and we can go ahead and transition. This is a ba this is a
Okay.
basketball this is a basketball podcast. We ain't off the boat yet, so go ahead and kick it off, Darius. But call me crazy
I'm just
before I
saying,
lose
man.
Jesus.
I'm just saying, man. Hey, you know what, man? I don't get this ticket out to a lot of people, but you're more than welcome to hop on this Bears bandwagon with us just for a little bit,
We
for a
got
couple
room,
of weeks.
Mike.
We got a little
I lived in Chicago for 2 years, and I got more Bears talk than I needed. So I've had my
Hey,
fill of the Bears before I like
hey,
I am and at
see.
Mizzou, honestly.
Hey man, it's cool. It's cool. I get it. I get it. We was where you was before. It's fine. But I go ahead and kick it off, man. But I would say, man, call me crazy, man. I'm gonna go with the Celtics, Boston Celtics up there in the Northeast, man. I think they're gonna be a team, kind of a dark horse team in the East. I think when JT went down, it was very easy to write them off and think that they weren't gonna be kind of like that championship caliber. But I mean, they still third in the East, albeit the East is weak right now. But they still third in the East, man. So, I think they might be that dark horse team that if you overlook them a little bit too much, man, you can mess around, lose 7 games to them.
You think they could win a first round series?
I do. I think they can win a first round series. Now we get to after that first round is they go home. But I think they're still good enough to still. To steal a series if necessary.
Yeah, I guess
I agree with that.
if it ended today, they would be playing the
The
Heat
Heat.
first round or someone like the Raptors or even
Yeah.
Philly. Yeah, I think they could too,
Yeah, they
as
could take
long.
it. Yeah, they can get a first. They can get out of the first round. Now,
What if
once they start getting to like the Pistons and the New, like whoever they get Pistons New York, I don't have to beat them in 7 games.
okay, if no trades happen and the Cavs matched up with the Celtics first round, who are you taking?
If no trades happen,
No trades happen. At
give me the Celtics just based off vibes,
yeah,
because
dang,
Cleveland just
damn,
finds a way, like post LeBron, Cleveland just finds a way to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory.
dang, shots
yeah,
fired.
I'm gonna go. I mean, if no trades happen, honestly, I'm still going with Celtics.
Man, I don't know if I could switch.
Because what you're also not mentioning is they're talking more and more like it's almost a foregone conclusion that Jason Tatum's coming back this year.
No,
I think if
no.
they
I
are,
think he shouldn't, but they are talking like he is.
I don't think he should, but they're talking like he's gonna come back this year. And if he's back, even at 75% of what he is, I don't think the Celtics are gonna let him come back unless he's healthy enough and
Yeah.
they feel like they got a shot. But yeah, I think the only team below the five line that might have a shot right now, well, I would say Philly, just because
Never. I'm talking about
they got a
their
puncher's
vibe will
chance.
never.
They got a puncher's chance.
Okay, so let's say Tatum comes back. Is this team Jaylen Brown's now, and for how long?
This year maybe, but not next year,
Yeah,
no.
you don't think so?
No.
Okay. I mean, I think if, you know, when Tatum comes back, I think they'll go back to the 1-2 punch. But you know what I'm
How soon
saying?
is it Tatum's team again then?
Next year.
Oh, so next year.
I think Tatum
Oh.
defers to Brown this year just because he's still going to be trying to find his footing. But I think
Yeah.
next year, Tatum has always been, whether they admit it or not, Tatum has always been viewed and treated as Boston's one, and Brown has always been treated and viewed as Boston's two.
But if you're Brown and Tatum's gone, you're playing with a bunch of guys that were technically supposed to be scrubs this year. Derrick White is your second best player, and you're carrying your team to a third seed. Are you giving it back? I don't.
He's
Jay,
not giving it back. I think Tatum's gonna snatch it back.
I
I
think
think JB
it's.
will snatch it back from him.
You hear me? I think it could be a repeat of Russ and KD OKC. Like when KD went down, Russ was willing that team to wins, and it was he was the reason they were in the playoffs. And then KD came back, and people were like, "Wait, no, you go back to being Robin." And Russ looked at him like, "Whoa, I could be Batman, Superman too. Like, what you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't get here if it wasn't for me." So I feel like it's that same type of dynamic. The only difference is, I feel like if they can work through it and not allow the media and everybody else to break them up, and they work through it. I've always believed that the gap between the two, I think Tatum is definitely the more talented player, but I like Jaylen Brown's playing style a little bit more because I feel like he don't settle as much as Tatum. But I feel like I always felt like the gap between both of them was not as big as everybody made it seem. They made it
So
seem
who?
like Brown was just he was Robin like infinitely, and I'm like, I don't see it. Because sometimes when Tatum playing light skin, Brown just like, yo, I'm just not gonna dunk on something and call it a day. You know what
That's what
I'm
they mean when they say you got too many light skins on the team.
saying? Yeah, like Tatum be trying to look cute sometimes. Like, bro, come on,
I'll
bro.
agree with you because I think the gap between KD and Russ skill level and talent is a lot bigger than I think the gap
Yeah,
between
it
Tatum
yeah.
and Brown. The difference, this but the similarity is that Russ is a type A personality. Jaylen Brown is a type A personality. KD and Jason Tatum have type A games, but they have type B
B
personalities.
personalities.
But I want to ask you this: what is Jason Tatum's version of the Golden State Warriors? Because when you said that, right before you said that, I was thinking the same thing. Like, what if Tatum comes back and they start butting heads, and all of a sudden it becomes whose team is it, and one of them leaves?
It is so Jaylen Brown would be the one that gets traded.
I think so too. But let's pretend that Tatum is KD and
And he
makes the
leaves.
decision to leave. Because even Brown's contract would be up first.
That's a good question.
But
That's
I can
hard.
see if it comes down to a stare down though, and the organization isn't like trying to shop either one of them, and it's just one of them requests a trade,
Yeah.
like Jaylen Brown to me isn't blinking. Jason Tatum is blinking first.
Oh,
I
yeah,
think
definitely. The only Tatum trades that actually work, because I don't think anybody wants to put Tatum on like a team by himself and say, like, go make something happen on a bottom feeder. No.
So I think he's more like a Kawhi, like, all right, you swap him for like a lesser star, and then you hope Tatum is the guy that like puts you over the cliff. So I mean that I think that's a
Palo, Orlando,
I
trade him
no,
for
yeah, I was
Palo
gonna
over to
say, yeah, I
Orlando.
was gonna say Raptors or Orlando,
I was
like.
gonna say I was gonna say Orlando Raptors, maybe even Heat.
Yeah. Like, so, like, if Franz and Paolo don't end up working out in a year or two, and Tatum's the one that gets traded, you swap Tatum out with one of those guys. Or for the Raptors, we know it's not going to work out. Ingram or Scottie Barnes, you swap Tatum out with one of those guys.
Or
Okay. Take us there.
Do you think San Antonio says this is the type of dude we would trade a Stephon Castle and some picks for? This is the type of dude we would. I don't think they're trading Harper, but
Yeah. No, because Tatum's getting
De'Aaron
old.
Fox. He's
We
27.
well,
He's
he's
27.
27. Don't
No,
give me
he
this
ain't that.
19. He's
He's
not
not that
that old.
old, man.
Turn
He's not
because of
that
the
old.
Achilles
In
injury.
his game, but his game is it's
His
his
game
game is the type that
complimentary.
I think
It's
his game is the type
complimentary.
that I think he will be good at until his mid-30s with the type of
Yeah.
game that he has.
His jumper could fall off a cliff. The weirdest thing with Tatum is he could have the smoothest jumper or he could have a hitch and it's like KD, you know his jumper is fine forever. Tatum, I don't know if his jumper like just falls off a cliff or I don't know what happens to that jumper. It's weird.
He's had
It's one of the best, worst jumpers.
it's a weird looking shot, but he's had a reliable jump shot for the
It,
past
it,
two or
it,
three
it, it, it's
years.
almost it's almost it's almost like he's doing a worm standing up. He go
Yeah. Yeah.
it is a weird
It's like
motion sometimes.
it's like he
It's like
like he really emphasizes that elbow tuck
he
when
does.
he
He Pops told him keep the elbow in. He keep the elbow in. There's
it,
been periods of time where he shot like 30% from the three randomly for like a half a season stretch, and we're like, is this the Tatum we're gonna get?
Well, so I feel like Tatum, so Brown and Tatum, again, going back to Russ and KD, they're like the two type of players where when they're rolling with each other, they're hard to beat.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And they're kind of like the they kind of like the player was like, man, if both of you were just one person, you would be probably the best basketball player on the planet Earth. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like we're like if you look at like, the way I feel like Brown's game is more aggressive. I don't think he can dribble as well as Tatum, or but I feel like he can create almost as well as Tatum. And the reason I say it because I think Tatum just takes a lot of bailouts. Like instead of just going downhill, it's like, bro, you're 6'9". Like
Yeah, he tall.
who's gonna stand in your way? Just go downhill. And I feel like Brown does the thing that we want Tatum to do. You know what I'm saying? So
Yeah. Let me throw this one at y'all.
baby, before you go, I just
This.
want to have it on record, on recording. I'm saying it's JB's team moving forward. I just want to say that. Jalen Brown's not giving it up. That's
I
my take.
disagree.
Moving
Hey,
forward.
Brown got Call you crazy. Call you
hey,
crazy.
hey,
It's
Brown got that.
recorded. Go
Brown got
ahead.
that. Hey, Brown got that Black Panther energy, and Tatum got that, Rico DeBarge type energy. It's just two different energies. You know what I'm saying? It just get two different energies, man. So
Ahead,
I'm
Mike.
just
Go
saying,
ahead.
Black Panthers got things done, is what I'm saying.
You got Jason Tatum. Ooh, and I like
You got the I'll be
it.
sure.
But y'all know the Celtics love a certain complexion of player.
Oh yeah, definitely.
That is what it.
And the Lakers got two of them, and
Oh.
we know they're not getting rid of one of them, and we know Jason Tatum
Hey, not.
got a picture of Kobe on his wall still
Yeah,
to this day, to
no.
this
To
day.
this day.
Austin Reaves and picks for
No.
Jason Tatum.
No.
That
Hey, Tatum don't like
maybe.
Luka. And no offense, but he not soft like LeBron and
Nope.
gonna join another top five
Hey,
player.
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm
Tatum
saying.
light skin, but he ain't soft like LeBron.
I will. I mean, I ain't gonna say all that, but I will give Tatum this. Tatum, there's a rival. He thinks he's better than Luka.
He's
So I think that
competitive.
as he's competitive, so I think the idea of joining Luka, Tatum ain't going.
I actually
He ain't
think
going.
JB and Luka would actually could work.
Yeah,
Jalen
it's
Brown.
a better
Yeah,
fit.
it's a
I
better
can see that
fit.
work. I can see that working. Yeah.
Because Luka needs that dude that's very, very talented, but also is a dog too. That's what
Yeah.
Kyrie was. So,
Yep.
yeah, I don't believe that one either. I like the idea of just throwing out there. I mean, Boston, if they see a dude that's white and can play.
Yeah.
That's like
They look at him like, Larry, is that you? Larry?
they looking for the biggest vein.
No.
Oh man.
Hey,
Give me that, shoot that dope.
Mario, they're like, not Larry, Lawrence? Lawrence? Lawrence Bird, is that you? French Lick, is that you? Indiana State, Sycamores, is
Hey.
that you?
If those dudes didn't win them a championship, they low key would slide that trade up in there. Talking about
Oh,
freaking
absolutely.
they trade them for Con Knipple.
Oh, absolutely. That championship bought them at least another like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which happens to be my call me crazy take. D pointed out before, this dude Con is crazy.
Told you. KK Trey.
I am off the LaMelo train. They need to trade him this trade deadline. I
Telling you.
hear me out. For I think it was just maybe 2 weeks ago, last time we were on the pod, I'm like, LaMelo could work with, if he just takes an ego step back, he could work past the ball. Then I watched the Hornets versus the Cavs. The ball movement
Without
on the
him,
Hornets
without
without
him.
LaMelo is immaculate. And Con Knipl and Brandon Miller together bombing away.
Fire. It's
Last
fire.
year, at the beginning of the season, I probably had the worst take that I've had in a while. I said, market, the Hornets are going to the playoffs. LaMelo, Brandon Miller are the new Splash Brothers. I lied, but I wasn't all wrong. The new Splash Brothers are Con Knipl and Brandon Miller. You got to trade them. You got to
Yeah,
trade LaMelo.
it's actually not that crazy of a take because I watched that game too, most of it, and I thought the same thing. I'm like, they look like a better team without LaMelo. What they need, Darius Garland is probably a little bit too talented. I would say he's probably too ball dominant in the sense of like he's too good of a player to take a back seat to anybody. But they need somebody that's like Mike Conley was for the T-Wolves like 3 4 years ago. They need somebody that's a table setter. They don't need LaMelo, who's gonna play, I hate to say it, an immature brand of basketball when he comes back, and a
Yeah,
brand of basketball that just doesn't
it's
win.
true.
LaMelo needs to be probably the third guy on a winning team. Like he could probably be
Yeah.
the second most talented guy, but he probably needs to be third in the pecking order because you got to have two
Yeah.
adults in front of him. So
Yeah,
I don't think
you
that's
can't
crazy.
count you that yeah, I don't think it's too crazy. I mean, his own daddy said it. Like, bro, like his own daddy said it.
No, he did.
You have LaMelo to sell tickets. You don't have LaMelo to win games. Like he sells tickets. He makes the product exciting. You know what I mean? But we've all said it. LaMelo, like Mike said, LaMelo needs to be on a team with guys that are a little bit older. Like, all right, man, hey, look, you do you. You can rock out, be cool, you know, all that stuff, but we're here to win. He just,
Yeah.
I think he just needs people to show him how to win. Because he can't teach that on the team he's on. When he's the vet, he can't teach that. And
Yeah,
I
that's
think
low key is crazy. He is the
Yeah,
vet.
he's
Oh,
the
and
vet.
Miles Bridges.
He's the vet. Yeah, him and Miles Bridges. I think they're playing a brand. I mean, again, they understand we're playing basketball. It's a kid's game. It's supposed to be fun. I'm with that. Totally get that. But if you want to win, those two can't be your star guys. Those two can't be your guys where you say, hey, lead us to a championship, because it's not gonna happen. Because
Yeah.
Melo is still what, 20, what, 21, 22?
He
Something
probably
like that.
25. He probably 25.
No,
I
he's not
saw
that
I was
old.
looking at the top 25
He's probably
list.
24 because
He's
he yeah, 20
24.
he's 24,
He,
24.
okay, so he's 24. So I'm gonna say 25. I'm like, that makes him even worse. Like,
No, I mean he's been in the league for a while because he had 2 years back to back he made the play in. We
yeah.
forget
Okay.
about that. That was his first
He's but he's
year.
the same. He's the same draft as Ant Edwards. He was the. He
Yeah.
was
Okay.
the.
So
the
he's been in the league for 5 years. But that's what I'm saying. Like, LaMelo's game hasn't really evolved since he got drafted.
No, if anything,
No.
it's taking a
Like
step
there.
back because he's one of those guys where you don't want him to have that much confidence because he gonna pull up like he Curry, but only Curry can shoot from the logo. Well, him and Dame can shoot from the logo day night
Only
in, night
yeah.
out.
Only two players can do what they do, and those two players still playing.
Yeah, and apologies when we talked about the rookies this year, we neglected to mention Zion James.
Oh yes.
He's
Yeah,
starting
it's a
right now.
dude.
Dude is a dog. He a dog.
Yeah. He's a good
That's
player.
a
He was a, he
dude.
was he was a he was a decent player at Duke, like a role player.
Yeah. I said, man, they have a good base. They're building some over there in Charlotte. I
And
feel like
honestly,
you
Charles
can't.
Lee, their coach, I think is a solid coach too.
Yeah,
Facts.
I feel honestly, I feel like they're building some solid in Charlotte. You can't really tell because you still have Melo and unfortunately Miles there. And you gotta move them. You gotta
Yeah.
move. It's time. It's time. I think it's fine. We're finally saying, hey, this doesn't work.
You just kind of stuck with Miles Bridges, though. No one's taking only the Hornets are
Yeah.
keeping that kind of
Yeah.
yeah,
After he
but
got
you didn't read the allegations.
after he got the whole thing and he didn't get a, and he they didn't extend an offer to him and he basically came back and then they re-signed him again. I just feel like he's kind of one of those dudes that's like he's just
I'm
gonna be
like,
there
who's the
until
Raiders of
he's
the NBA that would take him?
the Kings.
Yep. Or the Wizards. Fair. I mean, honestly, yeah, like, so it, honestly, even if you keep Miles Bridges there, like, you know, I just don't think, I mean, I think it still doesn't change. You aren't gonna win anything with Melo at, you know what I'm saying? Melo being the general, you're just not gonna win. And I feel like you got a gym in Brandon Miller, you got a gym in Konopel, you got Sion James, Trey Mann, I think is a that six You
man.
just got to stay healthy.
Yeah, he is gonna stay, but he's that Jamal Crawford, Lou Williams mold off the bench. So you got a spark right there.
And
You know what I'm
then they
saying? Like,
got Kalkbrenner at center. He's starting too. That's three
He's
rookies.
solid. He's solid.
So let's say they have something there. I just don't know if Melo's the one you want the rest of your rookies looking at him and say, hey, model this. Absolutely not.
You know who would be
Absolutely not.
perfect? It's not gonna happen because one, he's in your city, Darius. I mean, Tyrese
Who?
Halliburton is the type of player that you would want on that team.
Facts. Oh, transform them.
Even though he
Yes.
scores, even though he is probably gonna be a 20-point per game scorer on that team,
He
he's
runs
just a
the
he's an adult and yeah, he runs the room. He's
runs
a
the
leader
office. Yeah. He'd feed
and he
families. Yeah, he does. He's he like
yes.
if Halle was in Charlotte, Brandon Miller, Konkanopel, hey, let's say Miles Bridges, he will make all of them look like all stars. Like people like, yo, these
No,
guys are
legit,
cold.
legit.
He would get all of them paid. Like that.
For sure, for sure. Yeah, I'm gonna say, call me crazy, but the Spurs should be trading De'Aaron Fox within the next 18 months. And I know right, and I know right now, I know right now, they look amazing, and they, I mean, Wemby played 7 minutes in the first half the other night and was a plus 20. And even without him, they had a great record. I just feel like you're going to be stunting Dylan Harper's growth. You're going to be stunting Stephon Castle's growth. And I feel like those three occupy too much of the same space on the floor. I feel like Harper has shown he's going to be an all-star level player. Castle is even starting to show flashes that he can probably be not a perennial all-star, but has the potential to be an all-star. And so I think the amount of cap that De'Aaron Fox's contract is going to take up once he really starts hitting that extension, you're not going to be able to do much else around him. It's pretty much going to be paying him and Wemby, and you're going to start to run up against it with the cap. So, I mean, I like De'Aaron Fox. I don't know if the longer they keep him, the harder it's going to be to trade him. But I just think sometime before the 2027 season, 27, 28. So that gives us all of this year, all of next season potentially. Before that season starts, he should not be on the roster anymore.
Gosh dang. Oh man.
I mean, that's not a bad take. I think right now that contract is not pretty right
I don't think it's a movable one. I don't. It's not that I disagree with you that they should trade for him. And Pop it. He's dang near gone. He's part of the Spurs organization, but he, you know, I'm sure he's taking a way back seat right now as the president of operations and all that. I still don't think the Spurs operate that way. They went out. D Fox said he wanted to be a Spur. They
But
brought him
that was
in.
but that was before they got the second pick. That second pick just
But
fell in their lap.
when in their history have they said, nah, we don't want you to a star? Nah, let's just they just don't do big trades like that. And on top of it, they're not going to do a negative trade. And I'm not saying Fox is a negative asset, but I am saying you're not going to get what you deserve back for him because the contract is slightly higher than it should be. The contract is in the 50s. If you don't think Fox could be a B, a 2B player to Wimby, then there's no other team he could be the second best player. And that's second best player money. If you can't be the second best player to Wimby, you can't be the second best player to anybody in the NBA because Wimby is going to be the best player.
Okay, but let me ask you this. 3 years from now, with the current trajectory, let's say 4 years from now, with the current trajectory they're on, would you rather have De'Aaron Fox at 31, or would you rather have Dylan Harper at 24?
I was sold in preseason on Harper. I
Okay.
thought this dude sucked in college. I was like, dude, he not
And
even
I've been
that
and I've
nice.
been and I've been and humbly I've been saying
Yeah.
he's the dude that they should build around from day one.
You're right. And I went to the highlight tape. I think he made it look so easy in college. I got fooled in thinking this dude is trash. And then
No, he's
I saw him do it in preseason against NBA level players, and it looked easy still. Oh, he's
he
nice.
gets to the lane. He gets to the lane whenever he wants. And
Everyone.
it's not even like explosive speed. It's like, I don't even know how to describe it.
I
He just
don't.
gets to the lane whenever he wants. Like whenever he wants.
I can't even find a player comparison to say like what he was like boxing out on offense with the ball in his hand and made a I don't get it, bro. I don't get it. It's some and then he's bigger than I thought. I didn't think he was that big in college.
It's 6'6".
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I'm lost for words. And I was gonna ask if you guys think the peak version of him is better than peak Fox. I feel like it's a no-brainer though. Fox
Yeah,
made it all NBA one time.
I think because of how big he is, and I think honestly, he feels like, and granted, we haven't really gotten to see that from him because it's not required of him, but I feel like he feels like a Cade Cunningham, just not as good a passer.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah, he's not.
I think that's not a bad. That's not a bad comp. Not saying he's gonna be Cade Cunningham, but I think the way he controls pace, like you can't really speed him up. And when he makes a decision, it's a very decisive decision. He know where he's going, and the poise he has. I mean, I was. I kind of felt like, you know, when they drafted Dylan, I was like, all right, cool. So you got Stephon Castle, you got Dylan, you got Fox, all in. Okay, to me. And I think at the time, yeah, I think at the time they had Chris Paul, I was like, okay, we got too many people
Yeah.
at this guard spot. And I think personally, I'm like, and then they have Vassell too. And I'm just
They
like,
still
yo, y'all
got him.
got, they still got Vassell. It's like, y'all have too many people. And I'm like, I felt like Fox is like, you know, he's still cold, but it seemed like y'all want to go young. So you might as well just build around Harper, Castle, Wemby, and let that be your big three, so to speak. You know what I mean? And it's not saying that Fox ain't, you know, is trash or he's declined. I just think there's just, it's too crowded back there. Like, what, you know what I'm saying? Like, what are y'all doing? So I feel like to draft a Harper, to be number two and draft a Harper is like, all right, you guys kind of want to go this direction anyway.
Yeah. You got to get the keys to the big boys. And I think Harper's ceiling is just too high. I don't necessarily think Castle could be, I don't know that his game is so much different than De'Aaron Fox, but what he brings you is just so much more dynamic than what Fox brings in that you can put him on any perimeter player
Yeah.
defensively, and
Yeah.
he's gonna be your ball stopper. And he's shown he can put up 25 and 5.
Yeah.
And the Area 51 nickname is cold-blooded too.
Yeah, you
Yeah.
can't separate that.
Yeah.
He's got what they call intangibles. It's not always going to
Yeah.
show up in the counting stats, but like the competitiveness of him, Wimby, and I got to go off topic a little bit. Did you guys see Dirk said he didn't like what Wimby said, how he slighted Chet? Did you
The
guys see that
ethical
clip though?
basketball.
So no,
Oh, about
so it wasn't
the.
that. So
Oh,
Wimby had a
yeah.
few. So Wimby had a few slights against the Thunder. He said, "Hey, I love the
Yeah, yeah.
Spurs. We're playing ethical basketball. What, you know, something like that." But then they asked him about Chet, and he said,
Yeah.
"Well, the Thunder have the MVP in Shea. We're not actually worried about Chet. We're focused on
Yeah.
Shea." And then
Yeah.
Dirk in the post-game show was like, I didn't think that was class. He didn't say classless, but he basically said, I think you got to give some credit to Chet if you're Wimby and all that.
No, F
Soft.
that. F,
Soft.
bro. This is my beef, bro. If it's in the realm of competitive sports, why are we stroking guys off, bro? Like if I say he trash, he trash. Like that's what they be trying to do. Like I feel like they be trying to make it gay. Like, bro, like, oh, I gotta
Right.
say nice stuff to him. No, we're competing. I ain't worried about him. I think he trash. I think I'm gonna give him 50 every time I see him. It is
Yeah.
what it is. What you talk about class? I ain't say nothing about his woman. I ain't say nothing about his family, his kids. Like, what are we talking about,
Nah, you
dog?
preaching.
Like, I like that. That's only I hate when they try to soften. Like, they try to soften. Like, you know, the competitiveness. It's like, so what is he trying? What is he supposed to say? Oh, I think he's a great player. I love the dude. Like, what type of.
Right, you
You,
got him started, man.
just,
Bruh, because I'm
you're
like,
right.
it's
I
Dick
mean,
Dirk. I'm like, come on,
I don't
D.
have
Come on,
a,
Dirk. What are we
I
talking
love
about?
Dirk. I just think Dirk is that type of dude that in the media, he's gonna, as a player, he always gave the politically correct, the right answer, even though he would do you dirty on the court. Wemby's the type of dude that he can't even claim it's a language barrier because the dude was saying he was reading English books in 11th grade or at 11 years old. So I'm like, there's no language barrier. But I think Wemby said what he said, and I think he said it with his
He stood
chest.
on it. He stood on it. And that's fine. If you want to be PC, great.
You
That's
know why we love
the
Anthony Edwards? Because he's genuine. We're gonna
he's
love Wemby for the
genuine.
same reasons.
Yeah, because I can at least respect that. Whereas like, let's be honest, that's the reason we love Giannis so much. Like
Yeah,
Giannis
man.
is not gonna cheat the
For
game
now, for now, for now.
for now.
We'll see. We'll see once he forced that trade.
Right, but I feel like the players that we love are the players that won't cheat the game. Like, and people again, like I'm a huge huge Russ fan, Brody fan,
Yeah.
huge. And the biggest thing, for all the knocks that people give him in this game, he never cheated the game. It was
Yeah.
never, and you could be his homie. The second we between these lines for 48 minutes, I own you.
It's on
You are
site.
you. It's on site. I want all the smoke. Now, minute 49. Once the clock reached zero, hey man, hey, hope your family's doing good. Love you, bro. Hey, we'll catch you next time. I'm like, that's how it should be, bro. For 48 minutes, F you, bro. Like, that's just what
Yeah.
it is. I'm here
Yeah.
to win. We can be
At the end,
BFFs at the end of the game.
yeah, I think at the end of their careers, Wemby, Chet, maybe they'll get rid of smoke. But for right now, it's like my
Yeah.
favorite. It's my favorite rivalry in basketball. So I want it on site every time. No hugs, no dabs between Chet and Wemby. Like,
No.
you're both on competitive teams. Let's keep it going.
Right. Come get this
Man.
L. Come get this L. Let's keep
Yeah.
moving. Yeah,
Well, we say all that to say, I think at the end of the day, in about a year and a half to 2 years, I think that De'Aaron Fox should no longer be on the Spurs. And that's not because I don't think he's a good player. I just think you have too talented of players that he's going to be holding back to keep him leashed
yeah.
on. So, speaking of cheating the game, Sharone Moore,
Talk to us.
off the boat. This man, who it went from being funny to being sad to being like, maybe we got to get these jokes off a little bit.
Hey,
So if you haven't heard by now, I know you guys have heard. If
oh,
you
definitely.
only are locked into the NBA vortex and you have not heard this, Sharone Moore, he was the offensive coordinator for Michigan when Jim Harbaugh was the head coach, and they went through the pun intended, they went through the cheating scandal of filming other people's sidelines.
Oh, dang.
He was the interim coach when Jim Harbaugh was suspended. So after they won the national championship, Jim Harbaugh took a job with the Chargers. Now Sharone Moore just ended his second year. So it comes out that he had been sleeping with his staffer assistant, essentially. And the rumor, there's tons of rumors. I'm not living in the world of speculation because I don't want any of the smoke that comes with speculating. What we know is that he was sleeping with a staff member. She went to the athletic director and the and at the people at University of Michigan. They found out, fired him. When she went to him is up for interpretation, because a lot of what it sounded like is a lot of people at Michigan's athletic department knew about this affair for a while, and possibly even his wife knew about it for a while. And
Always do.
instead of getting rid of him, they waited till the end of the year. Apparently, boosters were starting to pressure because they lost to Ohio State. They didn't feel like the program was heading them in the right direction, and so they found a reason to fire him for cause. For cause, because this
The
dude was
black calls.
getting so now, after he gets fired, he goes into a downward spiral, threatens to end his life, threatens to basically tell his mistress that she ruined his life, and gets arrested. And now he's sitting in a court. He's sitting in a virtual courtroom, looking like he's on COVID time. He's in a white jumpsuit, doing his arraignment via Zoom. I'm like, man, are we caught in a time lapse? Because this dude looks like he's stuck in 2020. But Needless to say, it's probably not going to be another time that Sharon Moore gets to grace the sidelines of a college football program.
He bro, let me kick this one off. Buddy been he was playing in the snow and he caught pneumonia. That's just what happened. He played in the snow and he caught pneumonia. I and Mike, we can say this because we both are playing in the snow. We both have kids. You know what I'm
Nightly.
saying? So it's like, but it's just I just feel like, bro, like you had your dream job, G. You had your dream job. If you would have kept winning, you know, you cheat on your wife, happens every day, B. Let's
Hey,
keep it a buck.
no.
Keep it a
If
buck.
Michigan was in the playoffs
Michigan
right now,
playoffs,
we would not have heard
we
about
wouldn't
this
even know
story.
this. We wouldn't even know this. Michigan in the playoffs. Hey, bro. Hey, I hope, you know, God bless. Hope you and your woman get well soon. Hope y'all bounce
Don't.
back.
They would have said, "Don't catch the clap." That's all
Don't
they would have
care. You know what I'm
said.
saying? Hey, man, keep this under wraps. Now, come on. If you think Michigan didn't know, the reason Michigan knew because you were losing, bro. You were losing. So
So
now it's like,
what was their record? I don't follow none
I
of
mean, they were 9-3, so they weren't terrible,
this. Yeah, they
but
weren't
they
terrible.
lost to Ohio State,
Yeah.
and
Oh
they're
yeah,
so
you
you
can't
so you
lose to
you so
Ohio.
you
Okay,
lost
sputtered at the end of the year.
you lost against your rivals. Big no-no. And then you hired you know you promoted your staffer. You know what I'm saying? Doubled her salary. Come
Oh,
on,
he
bro.
did?
Yeah. So you
Oh,
can't do that.
basically to help fund some
Yeah. Look, well, because I can't.
extracurriculars.
Yeah, come on, brother. I can't smash you out in the open. I need you to be making money so you can book the room on your on our behalf.
Lord
You know
have
what I'm
mercy.
saying? So just like I just think, like, bro, like you can't. Do I feel bad for him? Kinda. Because I'm like, you know, he lost his, you know, I mean, he definitely lost his wife. That child
Take
support finna
my
be.
money,
Oh, bro, that
my
child
house
support
and my car.
is about to be vicious. It's about to be vicious. He had three daughters. That's why I feel bad. It's like, bro, like you
Was his
got
wife at
three.
was his wife
His
at
wife,
home?
was in court with him today, like when, or
Is
whenever. Yeah, so I think she's gonna
she
stay for
black?
now. No,
She not? Oh, she white
That's not
too?
She gonna stay
why I said.
long enough to see what this check looking like
That's
before
why I
they.
said he was playing in snow and he caught pneumonia.
Oh, so he had double snow.
Yeah. He was in a
Ah,
blizzard. He was in a blizzard
gotcha.
and he caught, you know, pneumonia. Fingers
Gotcha.
went numb.
What's worse?
Hypothermia.
What's worse to y'all? Is it the fact that he cheated or the fact that he crashed out with the whole
It's the fact that he crashed out, bro. But I mean, I would crash, you know, you lost $30 million or however many millions. Like, I think it's a valid crash out, but it's like, come on, brother, you gotta charge it to the game. That's how it works with side chicks, bro. Like, this
Because
is how it works.
he would have recovered, and I hate saying this because
He would have bounced right
of
back,
the
bro.
optics. If he only, quote unquote, if he only would have essentially slept with his staffer and got fired
Yeah.
for that, he would be able to coach again, because
Bro, he'll have a new team next season.
coaches do that all the time.
It
The
happens
fact that
every
he
day,
the
B.
fact that he cra the fact that he crashed out, got arrested, charged with
Yeah.
felonies, there's
He's
no,
done.
especially, and I hate to say it, especially as a black man, there's no
No, that's
recovering from
facts.
that.
There's no comeback.
Eric Bieniemy got in trouble. This is the old Chiefs offensive coordinator. He got in trouble in the 90s when he was in college. They brought that stuff up when he was interviewing for head coaching, why he wasn't getting a head coaching job. Because it's like, man, you're coaching the Chiefs. You're the offensive coordinator for one of the best offenses of all time. Why can't you get a head coaching job? Oh, well, you know, back when he was at Colorado in the 90s, he got in trouble.
Word.
You think they're about to let this
30
guy be a
years?
coach? You think they're about to let this guy be a coach when we last week just found out that this dude crap was a certified crash out? No way.
No. He
No way.
gonna be a he
I
gonna
will
be
say
a
Airbnb.
MLK high.
Hey, I will say Airbnb working for Chicago Bears now. Hey, man, appreciate you, brother. But no, yeah, bro, it's that again, like Mike said, had he just smashed. They find out, which I'm pretty sure they already know. Hey, bro, we gotta let you go. You will have another job by tomorrow. If she would have said something, baby, this is Tuesday. You think you're the only person getting smashed out here who ain't a wife? It's Tuesday. This is just
They
what
said
happens.
they
I hate to say it like that, but that's what it is. It's
allegedly he
very
was,
prevalent.
I don't know if y'all saw the most recent thing. Allegedly he was DMing some OnlyFans talking about a foursome. The comments said this, the comments said This man think he the Diddy of the
No, check this out. Check this out. That was during the national championship, they said. The worst part is this dude got out of jail on Friday. That same person, that same girl was saying he was messaging her later that day after he
Oh!
got out of jail. This man certifiably, I'm telling you, that's why it's sad because this dude legitimately, and I say this with all due respect, this dude has like he has a problem. If you get out of jail
She got, she got.
and within a few hours, you are messaging a girl.
Bro, she got the
I got
what?
nothing else. I need you.
Bro, she got the tree of life between her legs. 'Cause that dude was fiending. He was Jodeci. Like, I'm just saying, like, bro,
was
you get out of, hold on,
about
hold on, hold on. Just take your side chick called you to crash out. You get locked up. You get out. And was just like, yo, you like Pookie. I mean, it just keeps calling me, man. It keeps calling me.
You need
I'm just
rehab,
like,
man.
bro, like you need, I think you're a sex addict at this point.
Lord have mercy.
Like you might need some treatment, bro. Like he might, but I'm just like he's I think, like you said, had it was just like cheating on his chick. Yeah, it's despicable. I will say that. I do not advocate for cheating on you. If you're gonna make a commitment
Amen.
between God and your family and friends, that's who you said you want to commit to. So that's
Talk
you need to
about
be
it.
going home, bro. Like go home. But if he just cheated, it's so prevalent in sports that I
Yeah.
don't think anybody takes another look. Would he get reprimanded? Yeah, probably. But I don't think it would have been as much. It's just the fact that the crash out, you not only lost your dream job, but you've lost any potential, you know what I'm saying? Any potential in the future for this. Like you brother, what they say, you're gonna be coach, you probably won't be able to coach a peewee league, peewee football team the way you crashed out. You better not watch football on TV the way you
Right.
crashed out. Like, what are you doing, bro? So hey, he
He
but
gonna be. He gonna be coaching. He gonna be the coach of Last Chance U.
bro, hey.
No, that would be the perfect documentary for him.
Hey, that
Oh, that
would.
needs to happen.
Bro, let me tell you something. He caught hypothermia, man. That's all. He caught hypothermia. He got a count of pneumonia. It's crazy. Crazy out here.
Oh man.
Hey, I hope he bounced back. I hope he bounced back.
Shout out. Or not.
I don't see bouncing back from that one. This ain't basketball.
Well, look, he put us on notice, but let's just kind of double back. Somebody else that put us on notice. He put us on notice that, I don't know, wear protective layers when you go out into the cold. I'm just saying.
Dress warm.
Dress warm. Dress warm, big dog. But, spending that block, man, on putting who else put us on notice, man. I'm going to go with Jaylen Brown, man. Kind of doubling back on the Celtics, man. Jaylen Brown, like we said at the very beginning, Jaylen Brown has showed that. He's nobody's Robin, man. He's easily can be a, I don't know. I don't know if he can be your 1A on a championship team, but I think it's safe to say he can definitely be. And I mean, he's already shown it. He can definitely be 1B. You know what I'm saying? If Jason Tatum is Superman, he's definitely Batman.
Who, my put you on notice was gonna be MPJ, but no, I'm taking the credit back. Put you on notice is Jordy Fernandez, the Nets head coach. Last 10 games, they've won four. They tried to Jordy proof this record. Jordy proof this record
I thought you
by
said
giving
Jody
him
proof. I was this baby boy.
right,
Jordy proof
Jody.
by giving him five rookies and two all-time ball hogs.
Oh
And yet
Lord,
he's still making magic. He's making MPJ look like the Michael Jordan to
Kobe,
J.R. Smith right now. Shout out to Jordy
like
for
Kobe.
shout out to Jordy for Fernandez.
That's you about to say Jody foreplay,
Man,
brother.
y'all
Yeah.
got me all tongue twisted with all this
Hey,
slang. Come on, man.
man.
Jordy Fernandez, shout out to you.
You got a lazy tongue, man. Your syllables ain't hitting. You got a lazy
I got a list, man.
tongue.
Leave me alone.
I'm gonna let you live, and I'm gonna go ahead and get my who put you on notice. I'm going with the Spencer's brothers, the Spencer brothers. Cam Spencer plays for the Grizzlies. He's averaging 17 and a half points in December. And then Pat Spencer, cool story. Heard this on Hoop Collective. This man actually won essentially the Heisman of lacrosse. So he
Oh
played
no.
lacrosse in co he played high he played lacrosse in college, was the best lacrosse player in college, only played 1 year of college basketball at Northwestern, then played overseas, and now got a chance to come back over and play in the NBA. So he's with the Warriors. He only had 2 points in his game last night, but before that he had 17, 16, 19, 12, and 12, and he's become a solid role player for them. So the brothers Spencer are my who put you on notice for the week.
I am
That's
more
fair.
surprised that he plays basketball than he does lacrosse, to be honest.
Honestly, I was about to say that.
Yeah.
When you say he played lacrosse, I'm like, that tracks.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure. It definitely
That
tracks. I think it's just it's impressive that basketball isn't a sport you typically can just pick up and be like, oh, I guess I'll play basketball. Football is like Antonio Gates, Tony Gonzalez, like even that dude back in the day at George Mason, the dude, the post guy, they were like, he should go be a tight end in the NFL. Like football is that sport where you can play other sports and it helps develop your motor skills for football. Basketball is such a skill sport that you don't just pick it up and decide. And I'm sure he played in high school, and I mean his brother's an NBA player, so I'm sure he was running and getting runs in, but that's not a sport you just pick up and put down the lacrosse stick and be like, I think I'm gonna play basketball now. So that's the most impressive part to me. But yeah, him
It
being a
is.
lacrosse player, both of them look like they were playing lacrosse at Dartmouth.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, and I'm with you, Mike. I feel like, yeah, basketball just like I feel like you have to be either just God-given athleticism to play basketball at like a college level, or you have to be like you can be like subpar athletic, but you have a skill that is like you it's some part of the game that you do just really, really well that you're, you know what I'm saying, you can almost replace your athleticism with. Like you know what I'm saying? You can't, it's very hard to, I mean, shoot, I think we all try to walk on to college basketball at one point. It's very hard to do. It's very hard to do. So yeah.
For sure. For sure. Well, with that, fellas, we are gonna jump over to the Stuck on the Boat draft. So this week's topic, Marcus has been itching to do this one for some weeks now, is going to be the trade candidates. So Marcus, go ahead and explain the rules and the regulations behind the thought process on this one.
Perfect timing. Trade market opened up today, which means that teams could start trading. And the draft is, who do you think will be traded this before the deadline? So it's picking the top four most likely traded players. Not the guys you want to see traded, but the guys you think you're going to see traded.
And we're not just picking the best guys. Like Giannis, we could all easily pick just as the best guy. And I believe today is the first day
It's
that
open
guys
today.
that just signed contracts this offseason can be traded. So I got first pick. That is good for me because I'm going with the guy that I know is going to be traded
Do
because
you?
his team hates him. His coach hates him, at least. Jonathan Kuminga.
Dang it. Yeah, you got me. I was thinking
I
about I was
was.
gonna take him first or second. Now you're that's guaranteed.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. Oh
Well,
man.
I mean, you kind of hoping.
They
I'm hoping,
better. He just got
and
three
they're better than him.
DMPs, right?
Yeah.
All
They're
right.
playing. They're playing with his money and his emotions. They call that man Big Worm.
I am gonna say that somebody has to get traded on the Cavs this year. Without a doubt, someone has to. So I am going to say Darius Garland is most likely to get traded.
Man, so two players. I'm gonna kind of take a different step. I think I can see this player getting traded just because ain't nothing happening in this city, and I don't see them keeping him. I'm gonna go with Keon Ellis in the Kings.
Oh, whew, that's another
Who
good
was it?
pick.
Who'd you say?
Keon Ellis.
Okay.
They like subtracted like 10 minutes from him per game now since Mike Brown left, and they were mad when Mike Brown wasn't playing him.
Yeah. And then what is all is back on me, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna hold off on this guy, but I'm still kind of thinking about it. But the another pick I was thinking I could see possibly getting traded, who I think is more likely to get traded, Lauri Markkanen on the Jazz.
A good one.
Trader Danny finally chill on the price. All right. I'm gonna go with the hometown and go to the second place for a quick second. We've been trying to trade him for 5 years now. We're finally going to trade Nikola Vucevic, and he'll end the veterans on the Bulls. Go happen.
I am going to go my first one just because I think salary reasons, and I think this team does how drastic of a move it could be. It could vacillate between a very, very blockbuster move to just trying to make a move around the edges. And I think this guy's salary fills in with either one of those, and that is Tobias Toby Harris.
You think Tobias getting traded?
I think he's gonna get traded because I think they're making a move. I think they're making a move, whether it's they try to maybe pull the AD move, or I think they're doing something. And I think his contract is just too tradable to not trade. And then the other one is a little bit of a block. I'm gonna say a little bit. It is a blockbuster, but I do think, I mean, they made their intentions known when they didn't sign this dude in the offseason. I don't think he's taking anything less than the max from this team because he feels like he's given so much to this team.
Oh,
I think
crap.
Trae Young's getting traded.
Oh
Yeah.
man.
I was gonna say him. I was definitely gonna say Trae Young.
Trade Young. Trade Young. Thought I meant trade Young.
He's because he's been getting so much disrespect.
Yeah. Doesn't
And
seem like.
the Hawks are doing fine without him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you would have asked me 2 weeks ago, I would have said for sure Giannis is getting traded. But I'm gonna say I'm gonna wait and say that's an off-season move. So I'm gonna go a little bit more low key. I think one of the Mavericks has to get traded this before the deadline. And I'm gonna go PJ Washington, not
I'm
AD
surprised
yet.
that I'm surprised that's the name you said.
There's a
I am.
difference between the I think the league should be trading these big superstars. I just don't think it's as likely as someone like PJ Washington. I think he'll end up on a contender. Might end up on the freaking Cavs, to be honest.
You got two more picks.
I do. The first name I think is the obvious. He's been in a lot of we've been seeing him a lot in street clothes, but always managed to be in a lot of stuff. So I think I could see him getting traded, and that's gonna be Demetrius Morant or Ja Morant, as he knows. I could see Memphis coming up off of him. I think that time in Memphis is just done. I think that time is just done.
Okay.
The next guy I could see getting traded, I don't think this will really move the needle, but I don't really see him getting any huge minutes. I'm gonna just say Gabe Vincent.
Oh, that's random. Okay.
Yeah.
What are they gonna
I
trade him
mean,
for? A box of cookies?
a pack of Newports.
Washing machine.
A box of dry sheets.
All right.
I mean, I feel like he's like that solid, I feel like he's a solid guard. Don't get it twisted. He's like that
Hey,
solid, like Beckham.
maybe
I don't
Miami
see him
takes him
staying
back.
there.
Who knows? This guy last year at the trade deadline said the trade deadline is like modern slavery. And then he proceeded to get traded from the Warriors to the Jazz and the Jazz to the Pistons. Dennis Schroeder is 100% getting traded this trade deadline again, maybe two or three times.
Man, they signed that man, and then they went and had the nerve to sign Russ after they signed
Lost his
him.
spot. He lost his spot. Oh, he can't catch a break, man. He's getting traded for sure. The whole Kings probably getting traded, but he's my pick on the Kings.
I think Klay Thompson is reaching the point where he might just be a buyout candidate more than a trade
That's
candidate.
right, yeah.
So my last one, I'm gonna go with somebody we talked about earlier. Because this team is just they look better and more mature without him. And so I think the Hornets finally do pull the trigger and
Mellow.
find a way to trade LaMelo.
That's
So
fair.
I'm gonna call out
Yeah,
mine again and
I thought about saying LaMelo, but I also don't trust him to. Well, Jordan ain't there, so I could see him being a little bit more competent to
There's
make a
a few
trade.
like Giannis is like the one that's like obviously the biggest name, but I'm
The
just like I will believe it when I see it with him.
biggest,
Yeah. So yeah, I'm gonna call out my picks and then y'all do the same.
All right.
Jonathan Kuminga, first pick, second pick was Tobias Harris, we got Trae Young, and then wrapped it up with LaMelo Ball.
Okay, I got Darius Garland at one, Nikola Vucevic at two, PJ Washington at three, and Dennis Schroeder at four.
I got Keon Ellis at one, Lauri Markkanen at two, I had Gabe Vincent at four. Crap, who did I pick my third one?
Good question.
Yo, who did I pick my third one?
Oh, you say you?
Oh, Trae Young. No, who did anyone pick Trae Young?
Keon
My,
Ellis. Keon
no,
Ellis.
I said Keon, Lori, and Gabe.
Ja Morant.
John Morant.
Morant.
That's him.
Demetrius. Demetrius.
Yeah, Demetrius.
Okay.
Yeah, I used his government name. It threw me up. And of course, as always, my honorable mention, Zion. He getting out of here.
Yeah.
If they trade him, they'll trade
He's
Zion back.
plays. He's played so little, I forgot he was even a trade candidate.
Yo,
Say, no, we don't want him.
they might come off that. It might his time with that gumbo and all that might be done.
He getting traded to Fuddruckers.
He get traded Portillo's.
Man.
Hey, respect to Zion, man. I like Zion. I just think he's there. I just think he's there.
Yeah,
He needs to get that. I feel like if any player will have their career like revamped, him, he need to go to the Heat. He need to get that in check.
Yeah.
Well, you know who one person that doesn't have to worry about Sharon Moore hitting him up? You know, it's Dre
Who?
Michelle.
Jesus.